a flag on the screen.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, they're going through this. Okay, I'm sorry, the second demo is playing right now. I will give information on it in a bit. This is by Crop Productions. The winners of last year's demo combo, Patchwork by Craw. I'm sorry, I was just informed. It said Craw Eat Your Heart Out. This is not by Craw. This is by Patchwork or something.
Demo's name is Patchwork.
Patchwork by...
I don't remember, and it says started with Craw Eat Your Heart Out.
Yeah, okay. Patchwork by somebody. Patchwork.
Yeah, I know. I do not know what the name of this next demo is. What was the name of this demo? Uh-oh. We have the Garoche, we have a Lambert-shaded duck on the screen. Or no, it actually looks... Yeah, that was Lambert-shaded. A duck on the screen in this demo that had Eat Your Heart Out. There is a lot of plasma in this demo, and unfortunately, it's a little bit on the slow side, which is a bit unacceptable considering that the combo machine is a Pentium. Nine Inch Nail sign is now rotating with fire, and I will be judicious in my use of tape and stop here.
The organizers are ready to run the next demo, and they have changed into the directory on time CD space, and they're just sitting there waiting. Everyone is waiting for them to press the first letter. This is driving me absolutely crazy.
That last demo rocked, eh? I think,
eh?
The Canada demos rock, eh?
Let's play some hockey.
Let's go play some hockey now.
This next demo, unfortunately, I don't know the name. It started out with an ASCII of a Fro, a trisomy 410. Oh gosh, and it's hold on, what? This demo is called Trisomy 410. It was composed of almost completely 100% ripped routines. At the end, they showed an effect that was also ripped from source code on FTP CD ROMCOM, and they changed the text to apparently this is ripped, which was fairly funny. Right now, we are staring at a text screen with the music playing incessantly.
The organizers are rebooting the compo machine after every demo, which is an excellent practice. And although this time they forgot to hit F8, and so now Windows 95 is coming up. This next demo is called Dream by Vertigo. Dream Cycle by Vertigo has some good code in it. It's a little unstable, but it's good. The intro started out with a very wonderful...
Now we're looking at a roto-zooming feedback, which is nice.
Start out with a very nice clouds to vector, to voxel rather, to water. It's very nice. This demo has good ideas and fairly decent music. It's unfortunate, however, that their code needs a lot of optimization. It's fairly slow, even on a Pentium 100. This next demo is Forgotten Routines by EPIS. If I remember correctly, this is a 100% quick basic demo. If it's not EP... Oh, wait, I might be mistaken. Forgotten Routines by Nucleus. It's starting out very good. The last demo was... What was that? Forgotten Times by Nucleus. And it started... It had a very nice idea. The code, unfortunately, needed a little work, and it was unfinished. But... it was catapults throwing stones at a castle, and the castle crumbled. Unfortunately, my demo is next, and I'm incredibly, incredibly nervous. And I'm worried. And we'll see what happens.
Wallenker, you see the... so many important talking right now. It's 1,540 hours. We're sitting in front in the big screen right now. The name of our demo. Okay, gotta go. Our demo's been played.
Okay.
demo played was Explicit by Hornet, I believe.
Shut up.
Which I just recorded the applause at the end of that demo. One of our main competitors probably is the Cheese Brigade, whose demo is coming up next. Their demo's name is called Cheddar, which is probably going to be very good. I don't know what to say. It looked like the crowd liked our demo. They were a little bit confused by the ending. Overall, went pretty well. It's a good design, I felt. And merrily, we continue on. This has been Snowman at 1,548 hours. Snowman's log.
A lot of people are leaving.
1,558 hours. We just saw... What was the name of the demo? Light? By the Cheese Brigade.
No. It was...
No, it wasn't Light.
I don't remember what it was called, actually.
The demo was really magnificent.
Oh, Trans Shatter Express.
Trans Shatter Express by the Cheese Brigade. An exceptional demo. They will more than... if we see something that beats that... Okay.
I really don't think we will. It was absolutely incredible. There was, in fact, a lot of code going on that the audience didn't pick up on. At the end, there was a standard texture tunnel that not only warped and then split apart into a top and a bottom texture movement thing, but then grew bump maps. It was an extremely flexible and very well-done routine, and I don't think that the audience picked up on it. At the end, there was a rotating object with dots flying around it. The audience failed to pick up on the fact... the audience might have picked up on the fact that the dots were light sources, they did not pick up on the fact, at least not many of them, that the textured bumps on the rotating cube that the light sources were falling on were casting shadows, and it was extremely good. At one point, there was something called inverse kinetics. If it really is inverse kinetics, I don't think it was. I think it was a very big. I think it was a good fake, but the end effect was just incredible. It was a robot walking along a textured path. The robot was textured and shaded. It looked very nice, and the feet were slamming to the ground with a horrendous boom, in perfect time to the booms in the music. About the only thing I can say bad about this demo is that the texture in the tunnel was not seamless, and that the rotations were a bit jerky, as if their fixed point math wasn't accurate enough. Other than that, this is a 4.5-star demo, and easily, up until this point, the best thing that the North American scene has ever produced. The demo last played was Hotel by Production. I'm sure it was sort of a non-serious demo, of course. It was actually fairly funny in some places. I believe the overall theme was the effects check in, but they don't check out.
Okay, cool. The last thing we just saw was
Emergency
by the Surrounders. A good demo, very good demo. Okay, here's Infinity by Craw. We just saw a moment ago Infinity by Craw Productions with Lee Key and Psycho Man. All libraries by Psycho Man, all music code graphics by Lee Key. Scans done by Jove and...
Can't remember.
Anyway... A really good demo. It will play second at this year's competition.
Most likely.
It will play second.
We are still in the competition. We really don't have any ideas. So far, it seems like Lake Keys Infinity, or I think it's called Into the Infinity, will play second with the Cheese Brigade's demo placing first. It had over 30 effects. All the effects were absolutely seamless. It was, in fact, very, very difficult to see when one place... went from a transition to another. I have a feeling that the only place you could see, in fact, where there was a transition, when the music pulsed and it synced to the music. So, a very good demo. Lots and lots of random effects.
We just saw an intro by No Name Productions. I think it was submitted after the deadline of the intro compo because it was about the size of an intro, and I think they said so. It was full of lots of little effects. Not too bad. Some 3D. Probably would have fared better in the intro compo, of course. It's unfortunately outclassed in the demo compo. I have
have to say more about the Surrounders demo since I was cut off. It started off with a very nice theme. The music was sufficiently hard rock, pounding to the threat of one ship being blown up by two other spaceships flying through space. They reused their planet code from last demo. These things don't escape me. But overall, it was very nice. And in fact, it ended very humorously by showing a Windows 95 screen and the text, do you want to abort? And it clicked itself, and then it said GPF in bomb. And then the whole world exploded with a small nuclear explosion. It was kind of cute. This next demo is called Never Assume by Miracle. The last demo was coded by Grimace and with music by E. Megas, I think. If that's their debut, it was very, very good. Unfortunately, they seemed to get a little bit... They were a little gypped by the audience, at least. Then again, demos, of course, are coded, hopefully, to please the judges and not the audience. Although they seemed to get... They got a little gypped on the audience reaction. It's because I think they had some slightly awkward pauses in their... in their demo. It did have some very nice Phong shading in one particular object. It had a lot of texture warping. One could almost say it had too much texture warping. And was generally pleasing to listen to. Listen to it once. It was very good.
Arise by Beyond.
The next demo is called Arise by Beyond. This is the demo group from Chicago that was coded on the last 2 weeks. Arise by Beyond was Arise by Beyond was head of at the end scroller of Arise by Beyond, it said, this is a testament to what a couple of friends can do a couple of weeks before a compo. And it is. It had some very, very nice effects. It had a bit of texture warping. It had a lot of 3D stuff. It had one effect that, unfortunately, the audience missed, but I'll bet all the coders caught. At one point, during the pulsing of the music, the Phong highlights on an object were jumping off the image. Were jumping off the object, and it was actually fairly surprising and kind of neat. Again, the audience didn't seem to pick up on it. At another point, a man-type 3D object morphed into a pterodactyl, which represented a lot of work on Kosh's part because he had to create the same amount of points in each object, and that probably was very difficult for him as a 3D modeler. The only thing I could say if the demo were to be improved is that as they are very new, their routines are still a bit on the slow side. And as I didn't see any high-resolution modes being used, I didn't think that... the routines could be optimized a bit further.